play the three.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Beata, your host for the next couple of hours. I have lots of health news for you that you will not get this news on your mainstream media. So that's why I'm here every Friday morning to bring you some of the best guests and the best health news. This morning, I could not resist going to my magnolia tree. Look what the heavens, the universe gave me this morning. Not one, but two. Oh my goodness. Heavenly smelling magnolia flowers. Oh my goodness. Oh. When the flowers open like this, that I think that's the best time to get the strongest fragrance from these beautiful magnolia flowers. And the only sad thing about it, it doesn't last long. I put these in water today. Tomorrow maybe they'll start turning brown and the leaves will get brown. The white flower petals turn brown and they just fall off. So once you take them off the tree, just inhale. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you've ever smelled magnolia. The neighborhood I live in is called Magnolia Springs. So there's lots of these trees around, and we just happen to have one right over here in our yard. And they're still giving flowers. I thought the flowers were gone, but I see there's lots of buds that haven't even blossomed. So may this be an inspiration for you to blossom today. Look at that. You can be like these magnolia flowers. Just blossom and give off a sweet, sweet fragrance with your words. With your words and your smile. Let's just be the magnolia today. The magnolia flower today. Bring fragrance, sweet fragrance with your words and your thought, and then bring beauty. Just bring beauty. Oh, look at that. I want to just put them in my hair, but then I don't think they'll stay there. I just want to put them all over. Just hang them on me. Make a necklace today. I think I'll make a necklace today of magnolia flowers. Anyway, I had to share these, but I hope you can just smell them. If you ever smelled magnolia flowers, you can remember what that fragrance is today. And just take a whiff. Come on, come on. Just take a whiff. Imagine, imagine. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? And that's what I'm starting my day with. Ah, the importance of nature. We have so many things in nature that remind us of our own sweetness. And that's one of them, that magnolia flower. So I'm going to be enjoying that all day long, no matter what I do. I might take it with me in my car because putting them in water, they just don't last that long. So I might as well just take them with me wherever I go. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I know you're here because you want to roll some joints with me. So I'm so grateful for you joining me this morning. And I also read, I wanted to think about something I read in my meditation book, Along the Path to Enlightenment. That's the book. And it's Daily Reflections from David Hawkins, who's a very famous doctor who wrote really good books about consciousness. And today is June 10th. June 10th is a 4 in our numerical understanding and numerical energy, because this whole world is just based on numbers. The universal language is numbers, not words. The universe speaks to us and we hear from the universe through numbers. So on June 10th, this sentence just really caught my attention. The broader style of relating to life leads, one thing. Greater serenity or greater peace arises from relating to the context of life rather than to the content, which is primarily a game board of interacting egos. The broader style of relating to life leads to greater compassion and emancipation, freedom from being at the effect of the world. So I had to take a deep breath with those words and just think about peace, greater peace. Today the book is telling us greater peace. If you want greater peace in your life, and of course that comes with greater health. We're going to talk about the best health news today. But if you want better health, better peace, it says relate to the context rather than the content, which means look at the overall picture of what is the universe trying to tell you in any given situation. I have a friend who's been going through some really challenging times with her husband in the hospital, and the relatives are trying to control everything, and she's the wife, and this has been going on for several months, almost, and the suffering of her husband's been going on for years. And I keep saying, well, what is the universe telling you? What is the creator telling you? That's the question. That's the context is, what is the universe message in your struggles here on earth? We have all these challenges on earth, and husbands, children, we go through so much. I went through 3 months of real challenges trying to renovate my space that I'm in right now. And the frustration would leave when I suddenly stop and say, oh, this is about patience. This is about growing and really understanding patience. And so that would bring me peace. That was the serenity, the greater serenity in a very challenging project to renovate this shed that I'm in. Peace, serenity. That was what my frustration turned into. So that was the context in the content of, oh, the plumber's got to do this, and oh, this person, and I've got to paint all these walls, and blah, blah, blah. And all the frustration and stress kept coming up, but the context was, you need to understand patience and trust and so much more. So that's why I want to leave you with, or to have you think about, as we roll these joints, the broader style of relating, meaning the context, patience, patience. That's relating to every situation with patience and my purpose. That leads to greater compassion for myself, especially, and freedom, emancipation from being at the effect of the world. The effect of the world usually puts people into depression and anxiety and resentment. But we're here to bring you some peace today and patience and wisdom, all the higher content, context, not content, not the frustration of not having enough money or not having someone meet your expectations and all that, but the greater context of peace. That's what we're going to bring you today. So I know you're here to do some joint rolling. Why do we do joint rolling? Because this is an advanced communication system. This vessel, this temple, this sacred temple is here only because our soul needed a vessel to dwell in. This is a vessel of my soul. So your soul is just waiting to do some joint rolling. Because it's invigorating and refreshing, right? And as we do our joint rolling, we activate synovial fluids in all these joints, which helps us, this vessel, move better. It's kind of like an oil change. Every Friday morning or every morning when you wake up and do your joint rolling, you're really getting an oil change because the fluids in our body can become stagnant, toxic, gummy, depending on how we drive this vehicle. You know, you drive your car around and every day stopping, starting, and if you don't put some oil in that car, guess what? Only Teslas, I think, don't need oil. Tesla is an amazing vehicle that needs no oil. That's kind of super vehicle. No oil, no gas, it just runs on electricity. So that's a whole different story. But this vessel needs oiling. And one of the best ways to oil the joints is to move these joints. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to put on some Time for Healing music. And let's do this together. We're going to start with our neck roll. And then we'll do some shoulder rolls while we're up and forward and back. And then we're going to get on our backs and kick up the legs and arms and roll our ankles and our wrists, our knees, and then roll this. Lay these legs around to give our hips some lubrication. All right, are we ready? Let's do this. Time for healing.
trying not to show because of foolish pride. But pain is a sickness that is hard to cover, and it's the reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
Vagus nerve stimulation, rubbing the hands together and placing those hands on the back of the neck. Squeeze and release, squeeze and release. Deep breath in, squeeze, release, let it go, let it go. Squeeze, release, getting that lymphatic system, the vagus nerve moving and pumping for you. Woo, just let those hands roll down, stretch, go down to the shoulders, pat underneath the arm, around the breast. Give your body some love pats. Chest area, thymus gland. We got to keep that thymus gland healthy right in the middle of the chest. Just pat on it a little bit. Roll around the breast. get those lymphatic glands opening and draining. Just pat all around the back. Give those kidneys some love. Come on now. Kidneys are right here. Lower back. Pat around the kidneys. And get that gluteus maximus. Give it a little love pat. And don't forget your microbiome community down here near your navel. Just pat around the navel. Give some love pat. I love you. Thank your microbiome army. That's an army down there. Thank your microbiome army for doing a fabulous, fantastic work in this advanced communication system, our vessel of love. Deep breath in. Exhale. Deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, and exhale. One more time. Let's give another good deep breath in. Inhale. Inhale, inhale, hold it, hold it, hold it, and exhale. Woo! Give thanks. Give thanks that if you're here today with me breathing and watching and listening, it's a reason to give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. All right, let's go into the studio where I've got lots of good health news for you. And I'm going to take my magnolia plants with me. Ooh, we're here once again with my dad, Sherman Howard. There we go. We're actually working on a documentary for my dad because it was started before he left. And my nephew's son is now picking up the ball to work on a documentary called Beyond Football. Football and Beyond is the name of his book because he was a trailblazer and a legend, legacy in the NFL as a pioneer. And we're going to try and put together a visual of some of the people he influenced after his NFL career. Thousands of students at a high school where he coached football and taught youth how to take care of their bodies. And that's what the legacy that he's given me is, to take care of this body, take care of this vessel. So I'm here with my magnolias. Oh, I just can't stop smelling the magnolias. Ah, wonderful smell. I hope you can. Let's see if we can get the camera. Love some blossoms there. Okay, they're in the corner now with me. So I want to play as a reminder this morning. We've got a lot of news. I've been getting all week so much good news that you don't hear on the mainstream media. So I want to just play a Health 101, a body, human body 101 audio for you to remind us of how complex, how advanced this communication system is. If you're new to health and well-being with Yada, you may have heard this or not, but it's always a good reminder when the pharmaceuticals and the medical and the government starts propaganda of, quote, misinformation, that we remember how advanced this temple, this vessel is, so that we don't have to fall for the okie-dokie propaganda anymore. The monkeypox wizard is in the corner, and we're looking at him trying to work his monkeypox magic, and we laugh at him. Because when you hear this Human Body 101 explanation, you don't need to be afraid. You just need to respect and reverence this temple that we live in. So this is about 5 minutes, and then we're going to take a commercial break. But listen up as to the communication system that our soul lives in this human body. That's so important to remember this.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment: the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary or renal system maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms, but when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
So, some key words. Really key words in that audio. First of all, infrastructure. She describes this system, this body, as an infrastructure. We've heard President Brandon talking about infrastructure for the last year, I guess, and how we need to improve the infrastructure. That was almost a little subtle metaphysical energy put out among for us. And that was like the context that I just talked about. If we focus on the context and not the content, the last 2 years have been a struggle for many of us to recognize the Twilight Zone episode that we've been in. And many people focused on the content, the daily news about we got a mask up, the daily news about how many people died. Good example. Okay, so the content of the last 2 years was about how many people died, death rates, right? And we all got caught up in many, not all, but many of us got caught up mentally in the content of the drama of 2 years of Twilight Zone COVID propaganda. Look how many people died. Look how many people died. Look how many people died. Every day we got bombarded with the death rates of people from so-called COVID, right? Now we're at a much higher consciousness where we can look at that as a really good learning experience to not focus on the content of death rates, but the context of this is an infrastructure here. This is an infrastructure that our Creator put together in our mother's womb. And now that we're here, and every system, she said there's 10 major organ systems. I love that. Number 10, perfect number one. We're in unity with the cosmos and the universe. But 10 major organ systems were knit together in our mother's womb for 9 months. Think about all the numbers here. 9 months, 10 major organ systems. We come out and we've got this infrastructure. And the next key word was system, that this is not just a body for sex purposes and eating machine. We have a body system that requires energy, right? And she said one more word, agents, that agents are working inside of this advanced communication system that are always working to bring us life and health. How about that? That's a beautiful visual, I hope, for you as we go into the commercial to stay with the context of our experience here on Earth, not the content of propaganda and fear, but the context that we are in this beautiful infrastructure, 10 bodies, major organ systems where energy is required. And the brain is the command center. So into this command center today. Activate our brain cells, our pineal gland, to receive all the knowledge we need for the next week or so to strengthen and to help this system work perfectly. Oh, wow, that's so exciting for me. All right, we're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back with the best health news that you're going to get all week long.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships, for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
List your comments on Facebook Live. I don't have it on my screen yet, but I'm going to open up my phone so that I can get your comments and read them. But I'm sitting here smelling this beautiful magnolia flower. Oh my goodness, it's just nature's perfume. I'm getting high on this magnolia, I think. But I realized once you separate the flower from the tree, that it starts to die off, or the leaves start to change, the petals begin to change, because I've done this for the last month or so, picking the flower, putting it in water, smelling the aroma while it lasts, and then a couple of days later, the leaves turn brown. Ugh, hate that, but it's because they have been separated from Mother Earth, and there's no lifeblood flowing through this flower right now. It's just giving of its aroma. Oh my goodness. So unlike this flower, we don't have to die when we separate from Mother Earth. We can reconnect. I can't reconnect this flower back to the tree, but we can put our feet in the earth and we can consciously activate this system, this infrastructure, this energy machine by doing certain things every day. Breathing, number one, that is a big, big factor to produce the energy we need in our body to heal our body. If you lay in your bed for an hour and do nothing but deep breathing, your body will change internally. Some of the cells will regenerate, some of the cells will heal. And all kinds of wonderful things happen when you just breathe. And then the movement of your legs and your limbs and walking and all that brings the energy needed to heal other areas of the body and to give you what you need to move around. So this is just an exciting time for us as we grow in knowledge, overstanding, and getting to the context and avoiding getting caught up in the content of this drama show that we're in. So I came across, and part of the problem is we live in this toxic society. This society all around us, people are demonstrating fear, in my opinion, still wearing masks. They don't want to take their mask off. And some people, I'm not judging, because some people may have breathing problems, sicknesses, lung problems, but the population has been controlled and brainwashed to think that a mask is going to solve their health problems. So I want to just play Dr. Gabor Mate is one of my favorite teachers, and he has a really good teaching about this toxic society we live in. And I want to start there because once we understand the content really well, then we can really jump into the context. And that's what we're going to do for the rest of the show after we hear from Dr. Gabor explaining more of the content and helping us realize that we are up against something. There is a battle, and it's mostly in our minds. But he really breaks down the toxic society in this teaching. And then we'll get more into the context, which is, we are amazing human infrastructures with a biological computer running this show But let's listen to Dr. Gabor Maté explain this toxic society that is influencing us every day.
When we look around this society and from the perspective of health, what do we see? We see that 50% of adults in this society, which considers itself the most successful society in the history of the world, actually suffers from some chronic illness, heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, whatever, autoimmune disease, whatever it happens to be. 50% of adolescents today are now set to meet the diagnostic criteria for one or another mental health condition. There are 3.5 million children in this country who are receiving stimulant medications for ADHD. In the United States, the antipsychotics, risperidone and Seroquel, I think are in the top four to six prescriptions given out in this country, not to mention the antidepressants. But if we understand that human beings' physiology is affected by their relationships, then we see that when stress happens, cortisol elevates in the body, which is a stress hormone, which suppresses the immune system. Adrenaline increases in the body, which disorganizes the nervous system. In the short term, they help you fight back or to escape, but in the long term, they actually can suppress the body. No wonder then that people are isolated and stressed are more likely to develop disease, which is to say that the disease is not simply a manifestation of some physical process unique to them, but it reflects their particular lives in a particular environment, in a particular culture. So when I talk about the toxic culture that a materialistic society offers its members, what am I referring to? Well, materialism is really a system of belief or behavior which considers material things, and particularly the control and possession of material things, is more important than human values such as connection, love, or spiritual values such as recognizing the unity of everything. And that's the kind of culture we live in. Interestingly enough, the religious right, in their opposition to the very idea of climate change, or to the idea that the environment is important to look at, they will quote the Old Testament where man is given stewardship over the earth and all other creatures. But when they talk about stewardship, they mean control and dominance. There's another way to look at stewardship, which is caring and nurturing for, looking after. And in the materialistic sense, it's that control and ownership that we look at. And that means that the culture itself, quite apart from the physical toxins that we spew into the environment and the way in which we're altering the very air that we breathe and the very sun that beats down on us, we actually are affected also by the toxicity of human relationships or the lack of human relationships that this kind of a society that emphasizes material values teaches us to pursue. And from that perspective, we have to understand that medicine is not simply a science. It's much more than that. It's also an ideology. It's a way of looking at human beings. So when we look at human beings as individuals without understanding the importance of their social relationships and their emotional, psychological interactions with others, that's actually a manifestation of the individualistic perspective of the entrepreneur, who says that only I matter and what I gain or what I control matters, and we're all in competition with one another. So you see that economic ideological perspective also showing up in its own particular way in the practice of medicine. Well, reality is totally different. Reality tells us that we can't be separated, and this begins already in pregnancy. So a study out of Johns Hopkins University in 2004, for example, showed that the reactivity to stress of the fetus is affected by the stress, depression, or anxiety of the mother. So when you look at the heartbeat and the movement of infants in the womb whose mothers are stressed, depressed, or anxious, you see different patterns of activity, and that will have lifetime effects. So this mind-body unity and this interaction of the environment and the individual begins already in the womb. A report out of Harvard earlier this year talked about the impact of toxic stress on children. And these children who experienced toxic stress on the part because the environment was stressed, because their parents were highly stressed, or dysfunctional, or abusive, later on in life, there is a significantly increased risk of heart disease, obesity, diabetes mellitus, high blood pressure, and a whole list of other medical conditions. And from that same perspective again, when we look at something like the obesity epidemic, which has 30% of kids in the United States overweight now, significantly overweight, it's not a food problem. Well, it is a food problem, the junk foods and all that. But it's mostly a stress problem, because what people do is they soothe their stresses, like any addiction, they soothe their stresses with their addictive behaviors. And those junk foods work in the short term because they release feel-good hormones in the brain. So if you want to look at children and prevent obesity, it's not enough to tell them not to eat junk foods or to get more exercise. You have to say, what's lacking in their lives that they're so stressed, that they have to soothe themselves in that particular way? And what's lacking in their lives, of course, are human relationships that are nurturing and supportive. Again, not because the parents are not trying to do their best, but because the parents are trying to do their best under impossible circumstances. If you look at what actually triggers stress, the significant factors that trigger stress are uncertainty, lack of information, and loss of control. Now, what happens in a culture where the economy is going on a tube, where decisions are made far away by people who don't even know you and you don't know who they are, and your life is very much affected by these large forces over which you have increasingly a sense that you have no control or even influence over? Well, that means a lot of people are going to be stressed, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of people are going to be stressed. And that stress then will lead to addictive behaviors. That stress then will lead to parents passing that stress on to their children. In the 19th century, Karl Marx talked about alienation, which is a separation, being a stranger to something. And you're an alien to something. And Marx said there were four alienations in this culture. One is we alienated from nature. At a conference dedicated to looking at the physical and the natural environment, I don't have to say much to you to show how alienated we are from nature when we're destroying nature itself. The second alienation is from other people. And that means we have less contact, we have less intimacy, we have less trust, we have less of a sense of relationship. And that, of course, as I've shown you, leads to increased propensity to illness, physical and mental. We are alienated from our work. A lot of people no longer do work that has any meaning to them. And that means that, and since human beings are productive creatures, we really are created in the image of God. We're meant to create. When we do work that's not creative, that doesn't reflect who we are, that imposes depression, anxiety, a sense of meaninglessness. And when we have a sense of meaninglessness, we'll want to substitute that sense of meaninglessness or that sense of meaning that we've lost by all kinds of other activities. And then we get all hung up on how we look or how people feel about us, what we can obtain, what we can possess, what successes we can achieve. In other words, all the false substitutes which cannot possibly compensate us for the lack of genuine meaning. Finally, and most importantly, we become alienated from ourselves. How many of you had the following experience? That you had a powerful gut feeling about something, you didn't pay attention to it, and you were sorry afterwards. Well, that means to say, now you know what are you telling me? You're telling me that at some point in your childhood, you got separated from yourself. Because no infant is born without gut feelings. Infants are totally connected to their gut feelings. That in this culture, something very powerful happens to alienate you from your true self because the world couldn't stand who you really were. And your parents were too stressed themselves to honor and recognize who you really were. Just as a parent, I did that to my kids without meaning to. And then we become alienated from ourselves. We shut down our gut feelings. And our gut feelings are not luxuries, you know. They tell us what is right and what is wrong. They tell us what is dangerous and what is friendly. They tell us what is safe and what is dangerous. And they tell us what is true and what is false. So when we're alienated from our gut feelings, we have no longer have a sense of reality, no longer a sense of truth. Well, the good news is that human beings can regain their sense of connection to themselves, just as we can regain our sense of connection to our nature. And empathy, which is a genuine human quality, is in us. We're actually wired for empathy. That's our nature as human beings. So contrary to the myth in our culture that we separated an individual. Aggressive, competitive creatures, we're actually wired for empathy, wired for connection, wired for love, wired for compassion. So really, to move forward, all we have to do... All we have to do, not an easy task, but it's certainly available to us, is to get back to our true nature. Thank you.
And that was Dr. Gabor, G-A-B-O-R, Mate, M-A-T-E. He, in my opinion, he's an expert on addictions and trauma, what the cause of addictions are. He worked for many, I think something like 30 years in a clinic, working with addicts. He's worked on the streets with addicts. Plus, he had his own trauma back in World War II, being born during the war, and his mother and all the babies being depressed. So he was born into a very depressed situation, and he works now as a medical doctor, helping others to overcome their addiction. So what do you feel about all that? Was a lot of information, a lot of ideas, thought-provoking ideas about this society we live in, and how can we overcome all the toxins in the society? Well, unity of everything, as he said, we need to get back to nature, basically. And here's the best example, this magnolia flower. I just can't stop smelling it because it won't last. But there's more buds I found on the tree, so there'll be more flowers. So are you enjoying the flower, the scent of magnolias or whatever, jasmine, whatever fragrances are in your area? Are you taking in those fragrances and letting nature stimulate your passion to have a good relationship, to take better care of yourself? All of those things happen when we connect with nature. So I have lots of good news for you that I pulled from my emails that I want to share with you today to help you become the person you were meant to be. As he said, many times in the womb, we get the energy react from the stress of our mother mainly, and the father. If you have studied anything about womb connectivity, you know that babies, when they're infants in the womb, they are reacting to the stress of their mothers. That is so, so important to know, because it really helps you understand disease in an adult sometimes. Why certain adults have disease may have a lot to do with the stress that they experienced in their mother's womb that weakened their biological systems. Remember, we're all infrastructure here, and our mother's mental state, physical state, emotional state when she's carrying us has a whole lot to do with what type of a system we come out of the womb with, how strong our system is, how reactive our system is. We take on all kinds of emotional energy from our mother, which is just gives us another thought about forgiving our mothers and fathers. They do the best they can, but consciousness arises when we know these things about our mother's emotional, physical, mental state while we're in the womb and how it affects us. We can either go around being a victim, blaming mommy and daddy for everything, or we can rejoice the knowledge we gain of our mother and father's state of emotions while we were being constructed, and then start working on it and repairing and correcting whatever weaknesses were developed in that womb. That's the beauty of understanding the context of the drama that we find ourselves in on planet Earth. In this vessel of a biological computer, this advanced communication system, and we find ourselves almost too involved with the content of the drama versus the context of love that put us together in the womb and that gives us wisdom and a brain to correct any weaknesses that our parents exhibited while we were being constructed. So let me go to the phones before our next break. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 in the studio, and I'll be happy to open up your mic and listen to your story. Everybody has a story. This poster behind me is my dad's story, and it affected me. But you have a story that can affect all of us, that can influence all of us for the better if you're willing to be transparent. That's what this show is really promoting, transparency from here first. I'm just as transparent as I can be, but it's important for all of us to share our stories, overcome whatever weaknesses or problems we had in the womb or beyond, and then help each other, support each other with good relationships, conscious relationships. I met so many people this week because I'm on a mission to develop my new YouTube channel, Viata's Tiny House Village, and I met several people who live in tiny houses this week, and I met up with Jonathan Blount. Jonathan Blount is the co-founder of Essence Magazine. He and I have been friends for a few years, and he sat down with me for a whole hour. So if you want to hear Jonathan's story, go to my YouTube channel, Viata's Tiny House Village, and you can hear a really amazing story of a man who was extremely successful, and now he's doing other things, including promoting tiny houses. So full circle, we just never know what we're going to end up doing, and he's in his 70s. So let me go to the phones and hear from you. Your story, 773-521. Your mic is open. Welcome to Health and Wellbeing.
Good morning. This is Kofi.
Good morning, Kofi. How are you?
Hey, new. I'm doing well.
Good.
Sharing with my daughter.
Good. Relate great relationship to develop there, your daughter and you.
I'm protecting her. She's not getting any kind of shots. So I feel real good. I'm not going to allow her to, you know, daddy's protecting her, so she understands.
Good.
But
good.
Anyway, this word, consciousness.
Or awareness. That's another word to explain or define consciousness. Awareness.
Consciousness, the first three words, is C-O-N, means con. And I used to use that word a lot. And I got to the point where I've evolved. Evolution is a better word. Consciousness means you're aware, but what are you aware from? You're trying to evolve. That's just me, a personal journey and understanding. But I wanted to reflect on, you talking about a child being in the womb of the mother, and it is in a bag of water. They call it abominable fluid or whatever. That baby is protected from anything that the mother can do.
Say that again.
A child is born in a bag of water.
Uh-huh.
That is the womb of a woman. And that bag of water, it's from her, it's from nature. It's supposed to protect that child from whatever the mother is doing. Now, yes, she can put in chemicals, she can smoke and drink and affect the pregnancy. Sometimes that baby want to get out early. But that baby is actually separate from the mother. She has nothing to do with growing that child. that's just in her womb. And so, you know, I know everybody is out here preaching trauma, preaching all this forgiveness, but with me, you know, I'm here. I was born in my mama's womb, and I realized that I came out with peace. And I think we ought to rethink what we're talking about, a woman's womb, earth vessel, the portal to earth, as a sanitary system. That creates, you know, they always say the child is born to a, evil world. No, we're not. A child is born in wholesomeness, naturalness, and it wants to, you know, feed off the mother's breast or whatever. So I think we ought to rethink and stop challenging and fighting the world's poisonous system, which I understand, you know, Similac and all this so-called formula that they got going. You know, they want to addict us to chemicals at birth. We all know that. Sesame seeds is a good herb to use to create, activate the mother's breast milk, which I did for my twins. So what I'm saying is we need to rethink about the attack of the world and realize nature. You can't defeat nature. You can't come up against nature. At the end of the day, nature is going to rule our lives. Nature's ruling my life. Nature's ruling my children's life. So I think we ought to rethink that and stop being on defense with this chemical society that, you know, giving us pop and everything, you know, chemicals. I think we ought to rethink that and say that child, you ever see a, you know, you ever see a child born, most childs are born, and they're at their complete natural state, right?
Well, Kofi, I got to go to a break, and you've brought up some very interesting points.
Let's rethink that. Let's look at it from a perspective of nature.
Kofi, right. I'm on the timeline here. I got to go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to let some other people chime in, and I'll maybe come back to you because you bring up some debatable points. Number one, about how the mother's energy affects the baby when it's in her womb. If you're not aware of, Mama AZ, for instance, has shared many times about alcohol fetal syndrome. A mother who drinks alcohol when she's pregnant, that baby comes out with weak bones sometimes or other problems. So I think it's been proven over and over again that, yes, the baby has a sack around it the whole time in the womb, but energy. We are energy beings. That's why emotions, energy and motion of the mother can affect the baby. So we're going to come back after the break, and I'll talk about that. And then you bring up the word consciousness, how the word con is in there. We can touch on that as well. But we've got two callers. I'll come back to you right after the break.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Right, we're back, and we've got a couple of callers in the studio. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your story, your thoughts, your wisdom, your knowledge, because we're all here, I believe, to grow and maybe change a little bit if we need to. So let me go to 773-977. Your mic is open. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you. This is Lois here in Chicago, and I'm really, really happy that Goofy brought that up about the fact that the baby rests in for at least 9 months. But I wanted to really mention the formula of milk, the old-fashioned carnation milk formula of one can of milk, one boiled water, 4 teaspoons of caro syrup, and that's it. Okay, or the pet milk, it's half, and they say 2 to 4 teaspoons, tablespoons of caro syrup. So that's what I gave one of my babies, who's a school teacher today. So that's the formula for the milk for people who need it: half milk, half water, 4 to 6 tablespoons of caro syrup. So that's what I have to say for today, and thank you all so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Lois. You're so right, because people are in fear. Some people, I don't know who is in fear about this, but they're trying to promote fear for sure about baby formulas. And there's no reason to be in fear. As Lois just shared, most of us who were raised by mothers who loved us found a way to feed us. It wasn't the best nourishment on the planet, but it sufficed for the day, right? And many grew up and have strong, healthy bodies now. And again, that formula is not the healthiest formula, but that's what mothers use to feed their babies because they didn't know better. When you know better, you do better. I worked in a health food store for over 10 years. And I had lots of mothers come into the store whose babies were breaking out with eczema from their formulas, okay? And what we would do in the store, because we had a local farmer bringing us goat milk, we would recommend goat milk. And I tell you, it never failed. 100% of the time, those babies' skins cleared up and they had no allergies. And that's the end of the story, because goat milk has smaller molecules than cow's milk. We are the only species on the planet that drinks other animals' milk. So think about that in your journeys. Why have we come to be drinking cow's milk when cows don't drink our milk and other animals are not drinking other animals' milk unless it's an emergency or something? So as we know better, we do better. Goat's milk has the molecules that are the size of human breast milk. That's why goat's milk is a much better liquid to feed your babies when they need to have nourishment other than in a formula, packaged formula. Think about processed food is baby formula. That's baby formula that you get in a powder. I did this with my grandchildren when I was taking care of them. Their mother and father would bring me the formula all mixed up, and we had to add water to it. It's processed. It's not the best, but that's what we had in their day, and that's what many mothers are using. My mother used formula for me back in 1955, 56. I don't know why, but maybe she had trouble breastfeeding. But for whatever the reason, there is grace, just so much grace over our ignorance and our choices that we make on this journey on earth. And if we just have an awareness of that. Now, the word consciousness, if you were to break that down, Kufi's right. The word con has some negative connotations to it. Con, oh, we're being con, consciousness. Well, let's just translate it. Every word we use probably should be translated. Every word we use frequently. What's fuck mean? Tell me, somebody translate F-U-C-K for me, because that's an overused word today. And there's a lot of history to that word. So we should probably be breaking down on every show what words mean, because as we started out this morning, all this energy, we are all energy beings, and we're using this energy in various ways to communicate, to experience life. Sex is all about spiritual energy exchange. So we are not aware, which is another word for consciousness, is aware. Break down the word consciousness, and then come back and let's talk about awareness. What are you aware of? What do we need to be aware of? We need to be aware of the con game that's being played by our government, by the pharmaceutical industries, by the school system. Let's just say awareness. Just be aware. And then we're aware. What do we do about it? We create a whole new paradigm, a new system, if we want to come out of the deception and the Twilight Zone experience we've all been in for the last 2 years. Let me go to the phones again and hear from you. 773-977, your mic is open. Are you there? Check your mute button. I believe you pressed one.
Yes,
seven.
This is Lois. We spoke already.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I saw another number pop up. I thought it was yours. Thank you, Lois. Have a beautiful day, and thank you for tuning in. 312 is the number I meant to click on. 312-671, your mic is open.
Well, in your shalom, we don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful like you, Dr. V, and what you do. We thank you for our help is our wealth. This is Minister Plump in Chicago, Illinois. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. I've been inhaling the magnolia perfume, and I'm on a high with magnolia perfume. So it's a beautiful
thing.
When two magnolias present themselves to me on the tree, I have to go pick them and just smell them for the next 2 hours. So how you sound really strong, Minister Plump. How are you in your journey to become healthier, wealthier, and wise?
Yes, thank you. Well, we might as well add, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise. I feel fantastically good. That's my energy, doing the best I could. Be as in reality a successful personality. And thank you very much for asking. Yes, ma'am. My energy is PMA each and every day. That's to reflect on the fact that God's will only. And that's my best solution, you know, is living in the Word, reading the Word, and thinking how I can help myself and someone else. And when I help someone else, then I help them as well as I help myself. I remember my mother shared with me all the days of her life is to do unto others as I would have them to do unto me. So I treat others like I like to be treated in royalty, and that's reality. Thankful that, you know, I had a loving mother. She loved all her children the same, as well as I had a loving father and grandmother. And I grew up in a beautiful way of life in sharing partnership, family, relationship. And therefore, I reach out to the community with our music. I was born in a blues house, and I sing all the original songs, you know, like the freedom songs that we used to sing with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, I was raised, and I started with Emmett Till, Keeping It Real. But I'd like to encourage you and everybody like this, for us in the struggle, the movement, and the coalition continues, because Mayor Harold Lee Washington said we must plump the whole community. So we are plumping it up in peace, love, unity, marketing people, and we are marketing the female solution, and especially you on this Friday and every Friday. You are a major feature in my life, because I love Yahshua, who most know as Jesus Christ, and he is a black man. So I'm just thankful that I can keep promoting freedom, justice, equality, economics, and unity in the community. So that's a positive image of today. And as they say, receiving and smelling your flowers while you live. So that's the way to live, is keep close to nature. Nature gives us all more energy. So if we use that in a positive way, it will help us to learn better, to know better, and to do better in a better relationship with God, as well as with the community, which, you know, we are hiring 100% of our people and more. And the more is the other people that want to, Black Lives Matters, for an example. And for more information, brothers and sisters can zelle us at the Harold Washington Foundation at 312-671-2773. And that's how to reach me. And I thank you for everything that you do. And we feature music, black history, black culture, black heritage, black music, and also the Million Man March by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And do for yourself and help our own kind. I thank you for letting me share this message with you this time and forever. God bless your heart. We love you.
Love you too. And Chicago is really blessed to have Minister Plump in their midst, because this man is just so oozing with positivity that we need that in our communities more and more. And I just want to say thank you for mentioning Yeshua, the Messiah. And in my journey, I learned about this person they call Jesus. Now I know him as Yeshua, the Messiah. And I listen to this song every day about blessing the name. And there's a verse in there that says we mirror Yeshua. We are to be mirrors. We are to be like this person who represents so much more than the church has actually told us. The idea of a Messiah is all about an anointing in our mind, that we become alive with the wisdom of this person, not worship them. We don't want to worship anybody. And Minister Plump brought up the idea that we should do unto others as we do unto ourselves. So many people neglect themselves trying to help others. There's some kind of disease out there where I'm going to help all these other people and it'll make me feel better to do that. And then you neglect your own self. So my mantra is fly, fly, fly. First, love yourself. You know how they say on the airplane, don't put a mask on your child before you put one on yourself. So these days, we really should be mindful to not mask up with the man's mask, but to put in nourishment in this body first. First, love yourself. Don't neglect your own body trying to help others. That is not the plan that the Most High Creator has for us. In fact, I'm here this morning to help us fly by giving you some good health news, the best health news. And one of them is this joy workout that I came across. It's a soundtrack with all this up-tempo songs and movements specifically designed to elicit joy. Now, some people are allergic to joy. They don't want to have joy in their life. So you just close your ears. And I want to promote joy because that's a high frequency, energy, energy, energy. We want to build up high frequency energy. That's how we stay healthy. And this joy workout is a really good way. Check out joy workout. What it does is help you engage in movements described as jump, rhythmicity, spread or expand, free and light, up and rise, rotation to make you feel happier. Take your movement outdoors in nature for added mood boosting benefits. People with the least positive attitudes toward green exercise get the greatest anxiety-reducing benefits from taking a 30-minute walk in nature. How many of you are taking a 30-minute walk in nature at least 3 times a day? That's where your joy workout is the best. And adding music or singing during the day may further enhance mood and purpose and reduce anxiety. Engaging in purposeful, happy movements, ideally in nature and with other happy people. Do you have happy people around you? That's so important. Don't have a lot of sad, depressed people around you, because then you start, if you're not affecting them with your joy, they're going to affect you with their depression and their sadness. So stay far from those who are depressed and sad all the time, and just fly. First, love yourself and then take care of those. When you are up, your health is best. Your attitude is best, your emotions are high, then you can help other people. But if you're not at a high level of joy and free of anxiety, how are you going to help other people? So let's fly, fly, fly. Another very important story is from Christian Northrup. She's a gynecologist trained doctor who has removed herself from the typical medical system. And she had a great blog this week about improving your body's self-healing capability. We want to stay out of hospitals and doctor's offices as much as possible. Why? Because most of them are trained to just prescribe drugs. If you have a doctor who doesn't do that, then hold on to him, get good advice from him. But if you have a doctor who always brings out a prescription pad after 5 minutes in his office, time to find another doctor, because the drugs have side effects and the doctors are not able to manage your side effects as well as you can when you improve your body's self-healing capability. So I want to share with you Dr. Northrup's benefits of intermittent fasting. And that's 6 ways to improve your health at mealtime and beyond. So here is some of her advice. Your body is constantly renewing itself. You may not always be aware of it because much of the renewal process happens without you needing to do anything. For example, here's some really good information to remember. Your liver cells regenerate every 2 months. Every 2 months. if you're giving that liver good green juices, fasting, massaging that area, giving good nutrition, all the cells in your liver regenerate every 2 months. Is that like the best gift that the Creator could give us? Is to help us know that there are certain parts of the system that are always regenerating. And then the top layers of your skin shed and renew itself every 2 to 3 months. Your nails and hair are constantly growing, sometimes very quickly. Now, I've had issues with my hair in my 60s that it doesn't seem like my hair is constantly growing. But guess what? From my research, I found out my body is very low in estrogen, a hormone that is abundant when you're in baby-producing days or in your high reproductive times. Some people, their hair is growing, but a lot of my friends at this age, their hair is falling out. So what we can do if you want to have more hair, I really don't want to have more hair to have to deal with. I had long hair in my youth. I had locks in my youth. I'm not really interested in growing more hair, but I just want to have a healthy head of hair. And that's what, my hair isn't falling out in locks, but I have some people and some friends in my life, they rub their fingers through the hair and the hair is just falling out. So there's something going on in the area of your hormones when your hair is not healthy for one, and if your hair is falling out for another. So one of the solutions I found, which I haven't been working on that diligently, estradiol or any type of cream you can get from the health food store, and you can get natural hormones from pharmacists in your area if they're a natural pharmacist that give you more estrogen. Women in their senior years need more estrogen. They lose their estrogen. I don't know if it's lose their estrogen is the right term, but they don't produce as much estrogen because they don't need to make babies. And that's what women who are in their reproductive baby-making days have plenty of, is estrogen. And you might be aware that they've even tied too much estrogen to breast cancer. Well, our bodies can overproduce a lot of hormones if we're not thinking, if we're in worry mode, anxiety mode. This is all proven scientifically. So just think about when you have areas of your body that are not meeting your expectations or however you want to put it, there are things you can do naturally. And one of the things, as I say, with my hair, and it's usually your hair is constantly growing, but as we get older, all things change as you get older. That's all I know. And so this process of cellular renewal is your body's own reset button. Okay, my hair is not resetting. The cells in my hair are not resetting. They're just maintaining right now. So I'm happy with my hair. I keep it healthy. It's easy to manage. I love wearing hair coverings. Oh, I just love putting color on my hair now, and I did in the past. So I'm not bothered by it. I just do what I can with my budget, and as long as my body has energy, that's my biggest concern. But Dr. Christian North is going to help us naturally help the process of cellular renewal and the reset button. And she says, unlike your computer or your phone, you don't have to shut your body down to reboot it. How about that? You don't have to die or go into a coma for a while to reboot it. Your body knows what to repair and when to do it. How about that? This system, this infrastructure, this microbiome community, they know what to do to repair your body. And there's so many different ways that you can help your body self-heal. So we're going to just talk about the ways we can help our body self-heal. Renewal capability is through intermittent fasting. So I'm going to give you all the details from her blog that I didn't even know about some of these details. And I think it'll help you if you want to try intermittent fast. It's not something really difficult to do. It's not like you have to fast for 40 days. This is something intermittent means every now and then or throughout the month, week, whatever, being aware that this is a way to help your body heal itself. And intermittent fasting, which has been used for thousands of years to achieve better health. So when we come back from the break, we're going to go into 6 ways to improve your health at mealtime, the benefits of intermittent fasting, why it makes you healthier, and then the different ways, easy ways that you can start this fast, alternate day fasting, time-restricted fasting, fasting for 1 to 4 days. We're going to just give you, and is it for you? We're going to answer that question with her help. Is this for you, and how to adapt your meal times to your body? And I hope I can get all this in half an hour because we only have. And then 6 ways to improve your health at mealtime. All this information was just mind-blowing to me. And then how to avoid common mistakes in intermittent fasting. So we're going to really get into the benefits of intermittent fasting when we come back from the break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away, as our executive producer would say. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Joining me this morning. If you have a question or comment, feel free to one in the studio. And I'm going to try and pull up my comments on my Facebook page because they're not showing up here on my live stream. So we're talking about intermittent fasting because Dr. Christian Northrup sent me an email about all the benefits of intermittent fasting, why we should do it, who should do it, are you the one to do it, and give some really good tips about why it is so such a powerful way to improve your body's self-healing capabilities. It's free. That's the best part about it. It's free. You don't have to spend any extra money to practice intermittent fasting. So here's six ways to improve your health at mealtime. No matter how many meals you consume per day or what time you eat them, here are some ways you can improve your health. So just in case you don't want to get fully into intermittent fasting, she gives six ways to think about improving your health. Eliminate sugar in all forms, including pasta, grain, cereal, alcohol. Yes, alcohol produces sugar. And even health bars keep you hungry. So reach for healthy fats instead. Avocado, coconut oil, those are your healthy fats. Eat fresh fruits and vegetables. Eliminate processed foods. I can't agree more and more about eliminating processed food. That is an easy, easy fix for most health problems. If you just stop eating food out of boxes and packages and at fast food restaurants. Processed foods contain sugar and tons of chemicals that not only cause weight gain but have other serious consequences to your health. Sugar keeps you hungry, so you want to eat more frequently. I have a friend who went on a no processed food diet, over the past 4 months. She's taken off 25 pounds just doing that or more. Just that one thing alone can probably help you in your weight gain. My ex-husband was on these fancy weight reducing programs for like, I don't know, a year. They would ship him all this processed food. And I would look in these boxes like, this is going to help you lose weight? Really? Whatever. He didn't lose much weight at all. And I think that was really the key, that he continued to eat the processed food. Right here, she says, if you eliminate the processed food, you're going to improve your weight loss. Limit alcohol, drink pure water, and listen to your body is her sixth piece of advice. Tune into your body's hunger signals. Eat when you are truly hungry, but don't overeat. And that's even hard for me. Sometimes I have such a delicious and natural meal, and I'm just eating, and the next thing I know, I'm just bloated. Don't worry about what time it is. Your appetite may chime at times our three-meal culture dictates. So let's go back to the beginning of this. And really look into easy ways to start some benefits of intermittent fasting in case you didn't know. Okay. Most people, you probably have been raised on three square meals a day, right? Every day. Chances are you also believe breakfast is the most important meal. Not so. The truth is the benefits of intermittent fasting are proven, and yet there is little to no evidence that shows eating three meals per day is good for your health. In fact, some evidence suggests this pattern of eating three meals and snacking in between may be partially to blame for the obesity and diabetes epidemic. The breakfast myth, this stems from really good marketing by the cereal industry. Oh my goodness. How many of us grew up with that bowl of Fruit Loops and all the other sugar-laden cereals and on our table? Three meals a day, and now we have an obesity problem. This couldn't be truer for most of it. And then my grandchildren are getting the same program right now, and I end up just putting some pineapples, bananas, or strawberries on the table to replace the processed food. But it's a habit that we get into in our youth, right? Three meals a day, that's what's going to keep you healthy. So how did we become a three meals culture? One theory states that settlers brought this tradition from Europe. Here we go, more European influence that we maybe need to change. By eating three meals, the settlers considered themselves to be more civilized than the natives, whose eating patterns varied with the seasons and included fasting. You think our Native American ancestors were sitting down three times a day to get a big meal? Probably not. Our Native American ancestors may have had one big meal a day, and then they were out working the fields, working whatever, planting, harvesting. But it's probably a proven fact that natives were not in the same eating patterns, but their lifestyle included fasting. Now there's research to suggest that fasting, deemed uncivilized by our ancestors, could actually help you lose weight and make your immune system stronger. Yes, it's become a cultural norm to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even if it doesn't always suit our schedules. Today's society, the stress surrounding meal timing and planning may actually have more negative effects than benefits. So I'm inviting you to take on a new paradigm of thinking and eating. And why will intermittent fasting make you healthier? Well, Dr. Northup's article continues, our ancestors did not have access to food 24/7. They didn't have 7-Eleven, Publix, all these grocery stores, 24-hour access to foods, if we think about it, the way most of us do today. They certainly didn't have as many food choices. Oh, when you go in the grocery store, do you just get confused about all the aisles of so-called food that I call chemicals? That's part of the problem. Devoid of all the choices or access to all the processed foods out there. In medieval times, the morning meal for most people consisted of ale and bread. Later, they would eat whatever they brought in from the fields, usually around 2 p.m. This was called dinner. Some people would also grab a light meal. Today, most of us are on autopilot when it comes to eating three meals, so that when we skip meals or eat foods that we think should be eaten at different time of day, such as pasta for breakfast or eggs for dinner, we often feel guilty. But our bodies were actually designed for intermittent periods of fasting, and many modern diets are coming back to this. The reason why is that intermittent fasting helps to lower your insulin levels. So if you've been told you have diabetes and you are struggling with that, here's a solution for you, intermittent fasting. Excess insulin is a final common pathway that has led to the obesity epidemic. So anything you do to lower insulin levels naturally is very healthy for your body. Breakfast means to break the fast. A 12-hour fast is a very easy way to lower insulin levels because it takes 12 hours of not eating food for the body to clear its stores of glycogen, that stored sugar, in the liver. It's easy to go without food for 12 hours if you do it overnight. It is high insulin that drives cellular inflammation as well. So that is the key point of the benefits of fasting. But there are other benefits such as increase in growth hormones. Fasting to improve health dates back thousands of years. Hippocrates, Plato were both said to tout the benefits, and fasting has been used in major religions to help clear the mind, heart, and body. In recent years, intermittent fasting for health reasons has become popular. And here are six more benefits of fasting. Number one, may have many of the same benefits as calorie restriction, even if you don't restrict calories on other days. Number two, fasting may stimulate your sympathetic nervous system. That includes your vagus nerve, can help you stay alert and at the same time more resistant to stress. So if you're under pressure at work, laying off the heavy midday meal could benefit your performance. Three, fasting can lower your insulin levels. We covered that. Fasting shifts your body from burning glucose for fuel to using fat stores. During this process, fat is converted to what they call ketones, a more efficient energy source. And 5, fasting can reduce inflammation. So how about that? When you're in pain, which is inflammation, not eating can help reduce the pain. It's been shown in some studies to lower inflammation markers, including CRP, IL-6, TNF, BDF, and more. And intermittent fasting doesn't have to feel like a diet. You can choose which version of intermittent fasting works for you so that you can eat what you want within a certain window of time that suits your body and your schedule. When done this way, you may not even notice you're going longer between. So here's some easy ways to, I'm really pushing, start this intermittent fasting because we need to have a system that improves our self-healing capability. And this is just one we're focusing on today because Dr. Northrup laid it all out in her email. So there's 1, alternate day fasting. This has become recently known as the 5-2 diet. It involves eating only 500 calories 2 days per week. The rest of the week, you eat normally without any calorie restrictions. The theory is that eating only 500 calories on those 2 days gives your body time to reset. For some, this can lead to weight loss, reduce belly fat, lower blood pressure, blood sugar, reduce inflammation, and can even increase your lifespan. How about that? 2, time-restricted eating. This diet requires you to eat all of your daily meals within a short window of time, usually 6 to 8 hours. Dr. Mercola is a fan of eating all of your daily meals within an 8-hour window. This involves skipping either breakfast or dinner, not both, to allow your digestive tracts to rest for a longer period of time each day. So, for example, if you eat your first meal at 8 o'clock a.m., you would have your last meal no later than 4 p.m. 8 to 4, that's your window, and then no more food after 4. Then you would fast till 8 a.m. the next day, so that's roughly 16 hours. And however, he does not recommend this for normal weight teens or growing children. So we're not going to do this for kids who probably cannot be that disciplined for one. And then the other option is fasting for 1 to 4 days. Proponents of fasting for days on end say doing this once every 6 months forces your body into survival mode so that it uses up stores of fat and sugar and also breaks down old cells. This causes the body's entire immune system to regenerate, providing better protection against infection and disease, experts say. So the question becomes, is intermittent fasting for you? Well, she gives us some really good wisdom on that. Some studies show fasting is not for everybody. So let's put that in there. One study reported by American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed that alternate day fasting could lower glucose tolerance and actually crash your metabolism. However, in this book, The Obesity Code, Jason Fung, a medical doctor, a nephrologist, and top expert regarding intermittent fasting, points out fasting actually increases one's metabolic rate. Many of his patients are on dialysis for the kidney damage from diabetes. So every day he sees the sobering results of diet that raises blood sugar too high over long periods of time. Many people with diabetes do well with fasting, and Dr. Fung points to research showing that contrary to popular opinion, fasting does not result in decreased muscle mass. He recommends exercising in a fasted state to improve your recovery time and build muscle faster. So exercise, weightlifting, all those things are going to increase the muscle mass. Fasting is not only safe but beneficial. So there are ways to adapt your fasting, your meal times to your body. The only way to know if intermittent fasting is right for you is to trust your body. You may want to try one or several of these popular intermittent fasting methods or do some research on your own. If you feel fasting is too difficult or have other reasons why you don't want to try it, I urge you to explore your resistance. So it's a long article, and it goes into a lot more about how to improve, how to avoid common mistakes. I'll end with this one: how to avoid common mistakes. Easy ways to ensure your set. Number one, go slowly. If you typically eat every 3 to 4 hours, fasting for 12 hours will cause you to feel hungry, may set you up for failure. Instead, try easing into intermittent fasting by gradually lengthening your fasting window over a period of a couple of weeks, okay? Number two, eat the proper amount. When your fast ends, you may feel the urge to overeat. This will send your glucose level soaring. Three, avoid junk food. While trying intermittent fasting, it's still important to eat a wide variety of wholesome foods. And number four, get moving. Many people exercise in a fasting state, including elite athletes. When you first start intermittent, you may want to lower the intensity of your workouts until your body adjusts. If you plan to exercise during your fasting period, start with brisk walking or light to moderate weightlifting. And number five, stay hydrated. Water. Just because you're fasting doesn't mean you should stop drinking fluids. Dehydration can lead to headaches, muscle cramps, constipation. So sipping water throughout the day will keep you hydrated and also help you feel less hungry. And one little thing I do about with water, I always try and put like pineapples in my water and let that sit for a few minutes, and then you get this pineapple flavored water or whatever fruit you have, strawberries. It makes a difference in the taste you're getting all day. And then you'll stay more likely to stay hydrated if the water you're drinking tastes good, right? So if you have any comments or questions, now's the time. Press 1. Otherwise, I want to do a little meditation before we go, because all this information needs to be integrated into your thinking and your routines, and to ask yourself, is this for me? Is this something that I need to do? So let's do a little meditation called Earth My Body, breathing in and out, because more than anything, our breathing needs to be perfected if we're going to improve our self-healing capability. So let's just close our eyes, and we're going to breathe in on the count of four, hold it to the count of four, and then breathe out to the count of four, and hold it again to the count of four. That's our square method. There are other breathing techniques, but I like that one. It just helps. It's simple. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it, 1, 2, 3, 4. And let go on the count of four. Hold it at the bottom four. All to this beautiful music reminding us of who we are, this vessel of earth. Open your eyes.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves, I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones, I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings, I know a caged bird.
Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds, we need to listen. Earth's my body, water my body, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my spirit. Earth my body, earth my body, water my life. Air my breath and fire my spirit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this information has been helpful for you to develop your own self-healing capability. It is can be done. That will reduce your trips to the hospital and the doctor. And please share this with your friends who might be suffering and they don't know what to do. It's just a start, something to think about. And tomorrow, come back tomorrow. I believe we have Deborah tomorrow on traveling tips. But either way, tomorrow, more female solutions. And we're here. I'm here on Sunday night, Soul Purpose Healing. If you missed last Sunday's show and you're into esoteric wisdom, you need to go back and listen to that. But every show on Female Solution is designed to bring you peace, joy, and wisdom. That's what we do here. So everybody have a great weekend. I'm going to the beach, I think, and I'm going to be bringing some sunrise videos on my Facebook channel. Please tune in to my new YouTube channel, Viata's Tiny House Village. I'm getting connected to all kinds of beautiful souls who are minimalizing their life and living small. So everybody have a good weekend. We're going to say goodbye to our global family now. Or thank
France.
You.
Merci.
Merci.
Spain.
Beaucoup.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Italy. Grazie.
Grazie.
Shukran.
Ghana.
Madasi. Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Adios.